Is it any better now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can hear you.
Okay. So, first of all, I just am blessed because I thank God for every day that He gives me. And today we celebrate Mother's Day. And, of course, I am a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. So I am very blessed. And I was listening, Vicky Yohe is someone that I used to listen to a long time ago, and I kind of got away from her, and that woman is so anointed. And so the song she sang was actually a prayer, because she said, I'm waiting on you. Restore my joy. She says, I need your peace in the midst of my storm. I need your grace and your power. That's a prayer in itself that we all ought to be praying. And so I thank God for her. And then, of course, the brother brought back the memory of my being a part of Billy Graham's crusade way back when. That was the beginning of a new life for me. My calling came out of that crusade. I acknowledged my calling after that crusade. Just as I am, without one plea. That is a song that if it doesn't make you think about what God has done for you, then I'm going to pray for you, because that's an old song. But just as I am, because God sent Jesus to Calvary so He could pay the price for us, so we can come just as we are. I hear people say, I'm getting ready to come to the Lord. You know, I'm not ready yet. Well, you need to be ready, because God has already sent Jesus to pay the price. And so I just need to say that this morning. And I'm going to talk about the tale of two mothers for just a minute this morning. And the scripture references is Luke 1:26-38, which is too long for me to read. I'm going to leave it up to you to review those scriptures. And Luke 1:26-38. And then Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 talks about the fall in the garden. And then we find out in Luke 26-38. About the Savior that Jesus sent to die for us, sent Him as a human in a human body, and sent Him as a baby to grow up in this sinful world and become the one that would redeem us, that would cause us to be able to be saved. And so I thank God, Father, this morning. I thank you for all you've done for us. I thank you for how you kept us. I thank you, Lord, because you made a way for us out of no way. And you continue to do that for us, oh Lord. And so this morning, Father God, I ask you to speak through my mouth and think through my mind, Holy Spirit, and cause the word to go forth in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And so as we look at these scriptures this morning, you know, Eve was the mother of humankind, and her disobedience to God allowed sin to enter the world, and God allowed salvation to enter the world. And on Mother's Day, what can we learn from these two mothers? We're going to look at these two mothers for just a few minutes here. The first mother I want to introduce to you is Eve, the mother of all humankind. In the beginning of time, God created Adam and Eve and placed them in a beautiful garden. And He gave them the entire garden as their own, except for the fruit of two trees in the middle of the garden. The serpent came and tempted Eve. You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. That's Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. In disobedience to God, Eve reached out her hand and took the fruit, and then she offered it to Adam, and he also ate of the fruit. Because of Eve's disobedience, sin entered the world. along with sin came the pain and the heartbreak. Eve watched her son, Cain, kill Abel. That's Genesis 4 and 8. She saw the world descend into chaos, but her whole life she held on to the promise of the seed of the woman. Genesis 3 and 15, who would come to crush the serpent's head. For thousands of years, mothers passed this promise down from generation to generation, and they told their little girls, someday a woman will give birth to a savior. But after thousands of years, many gave up hope, and it seemed that a savior would never come. But now, I want to introduce you to another mother. Her name is Mary. And she's known as the Mother of God. She was a girl, a young girl, a teenager. One day, an angel visited her. For you are highly favored, Luke 1 and 28. You are highly favored. That's what the scripture said. But Mary replied to the angel, may it be unto me according to your will. In that moment, the Holy Spirit came upon her and she became pregnant. Luke 1, 26 through 38. And 9 months later, in a manger in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth to Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah. She gave birth to the Creator of the universe, to the one who existed before time began. Luke 2, verses 4 through 6. Losing Jesus. When Jesus was 12 years old, his parents accidentally left him behind in the temple. One can imagine how Mary felt when she lost her boy. Luke 2, verses 41 and 50. Mary watched her son grow up, even though Jesus was God. He still learned from his mother. She taught him how to dress himself and how to eat with manners. She taught him how to count and how to sing songs. She taught him her favorite scriptures and sent him off to school in the synagogue. Luke 2 and 51. The Bible tells us he grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God, 252. So there was a wedding at Cana. Mary was the reason for Jesus' first miracle. They were at a wedding, and the wine ran out. Mary spoke to Jesus about the problem, and he commanded the servants to fill the stone jars full of water and to serve the guests. And they were hesitant to obey his crazy command. But Mary told them, do whatever he tells you to do. Mary also experienced great pain. She watched her precious son be executed in the most horrible way possible. She stood at the foot of the cross and looked up into his eyes. If Jesus was the Son of God, how could he hang dying on? And in that moment, Jesus showed how much he cared for his mother. He said to Mary, dear woman, here is your son. And he said to John, here is your mother. And of course, John was the disciple that was closest to Jesus. So as he hung dying, he gave his mother to the care of John. And then the resurrection came. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there to see the empty tomb. So let's compare these two mothers. In some ways, they were similar. Both women were mothers. Both women experienced pain and suffering. Both saw a son die. Both loved their children. But in other ways, these two mothers were very different. One mother was disobedient and brought sin into the world. The other mother was obedient and brought a Savior into the world. One mother was unwilling to do God's will, and the other was willing to do God's will. One mother listened to the voice of Satan, and the other mother listened to the other mother raised Jesus, and the other mother brought is a great example to us for us to follow. I don't think it's appropriate to pray to Mary, because you know there is a belief system that prays to Mary, but Mary is not deity. She was not the part of the Godhead. She was the mother of Christ. God used her human body to bring forth his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus the Christ. The Christ is the God, and the Jesus is the human man part of this wonderful Savior we have. And so he used Mary to give birth to him. But I have to remember that, we don't pray to Mary, because she was a human just like we are. And she was used as a vessel to carry the Holy Child, the Son of God. So we need to understand that she is a very important role model for those of us that are women, that we would do what God tells us to do. She was obedient and put her life in jeopardy, because at that time, women who were unmarried, who came up pregnant, were stoned to death. This woman was a virgin. She'd never known a man. And the Holy Spirit implanted the spirit and the body of Jesus the Christ into her body. So we need to understand that and know that we don't pray to Mary, we pray to Jesus. And so we need to understand that as we go on and look at these two women, that we can see where God used both of those women. One fell from grace, the other one didn't. So Eve was the mother of humankind to enter the world. Mary was the mother of God, and her obedience to allow God allowed salvation to enter the world. So on Mother's Day, what can we learn from these two mothers? We need to understand that there are lessons that mothers can learn today from Mary. Those of us that have given birth to children, we look at this woman. Look at this woman. She was a young woman, and she stood against a policy that could have caused her death to be obedient to God. We have to understand that being a mother and being the mother that God wants us to be, we need to be obedient to him. And so sometimes it looks like we're making mistakes, but in reality, we are going the way God wants us to do, because God has a plan for every child that we give birth to. He has a plan for that child. There's no one that is born on this earth that God does not have a plan for. And then we have, I want to talk about those surrogate mothers. I want to talk about women who have raised their children as well as other people's children. And I say that because I have had that experience. God has graced me to bring not my biological children. I worked at Woodside High School for almost 10 years, and I was the mother away from home for those students that were bused in to Woodside High School from East Palo Alto. If anything went wrong with them, I was the one that was called. If they needed to be taken home, if they were sick, whatever the case may be. So I became the surrogate mother for those children that are now middle-aged men and women. Many of them I still have contact with. It gives me joy to say that because, you know, a lot of people don't have that opportunity. And then God called me to a place called Free at Last and allowed me to become the mother. And it just... it's a blessing to become a mother to many of the men and women that have walked through those doors at Free at Last and where God helped them find sobriety. And even now, I thank God for the opportunities that He gives me. In the San Mateo County Jail, I have been doing chaplaincy in the San Mateo County Jail for many, many years. Very grateful to an organization called Service League, because Service League is the vehicle that I use to go into the jail. Here in California, you have to go through an organization. There is also one called Friends Outside, and I have also done ministry to the inmates in Santa Clara County through Friends Outside. But I do most of my jail ministry through Service League. So these are vehicles that God has caused me to be able to use to do that outreach, to show those inmates that somebody cares, and to help them know Jesus Christ as their Savior. So we need to know that we need to have faith in God, and we should say with Mary, according to your will be it done unto me. We need to say that, saints, according done unto me, meaning I surrender myself to you, Lord. We heard that song this morning, just as I am without one plea. There's another song that says, I surrender all. We need to surrender ourselves to be used by God in any way that He sees fit. And sometimes it's a struggle because we want to do it our way. But if we allow God to have His way in our lives, then He will use us if He sees fit. And because some of us have given birth to children that are listening and will listen, have given birth to children, we know that that is a painful process. And unfortunately, we inherited that from our mother Eve because God, as a part of their punishment, said that she would bear children and she would have the pain that goes along, that we know today, that goes along giving birth. But we need to know that through Mary, the Mother Mary, we receive that obedience, the obedience that Eve didn't have. Eve didn't, it wasn't obedient. God said, don't eat of the fruit, but the Satan fooled her through the serpent to eat of the fruit. So we must always remember that obedience is better than sacrifice. So we need to obey. We need to do what Mary told those servants to do when Jesus was changing that water into wine. She said, whatever He says, you do it. Whatever God says to us, we need to do. And we know that Jesus can do miracles. Mary knew Jesus could do miracles. She knew who her son was. She knew that He was the Son of God. So if Jesus can turn water into wine, He can turn your problem into a miracle. We have to remember that. We have to know that we serve a miracle-working God, that Jesus can change those situations. And when we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray our Father who art in heaven to Father God. And we know that they hear us when we pray. And then we want to talk about that salvation. Mary saw Jesus die on the cross. But 3 days later, she saw Him as the risen Lord. And you too can experience that reality of a risen Jesus. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, and I'm speaking to those that will hear this message, if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, today is your day. Whatever day you hear this message is your day to know that you can be free, that you can have the peace that is talked about in that music that we heard this morning. Vicky Yohe said that you can have peace. She said, I need your peace in the midst of my storm. I need your grace and your power. Well, you can have all of that this morning through Jesus Christ. He is the one that provides that for us through us accepting him as our personal Savior and allowing him as a part of the Godhead to abide in our hearts. We have the Godhead in its entirety, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abiding in us when we say yes to the Lord. So we just want you to this morning to know that we we are allowed to be called mothers. Some of us gave birth to those children. I remember before Free at Last came into existence, the Lord began to speak to me. When there's a scripture in the Old Testament that talks about a mother, about a woman having many, many children without giving birth. And I started reading that scripture. That scripture began to minister to me. And I said, Lord, what are you talking about? But you see, I couldn't see at first that he had been doing that with me already, that he had allowed me to be the mother to those students at the high school when they were at school. And now he was going to take me into an area that was new to me because I knew very little about AA and NA. I knew about the Salvation Army. You know, the Salvation Army is not like it used to be. The Salvation Army was started by a man by the name of Booth. And he and his wife started going out on the street and ministering to the what they call the drunks, the ones that would be out there that were alcoholics, and they'd be laying on the street and sick and those that were vagrants. And they'd go out there and minister to them, and they'd lead them to Jesus Christ. They'd help them with their sobriety. They'd help them accept Christ, a means for them to know Jesus Christ. And so the Salvation Army is not what it used to be, because it was a very powerful evangelistic organization. And so we know about that. I knew about that. But then God put me in an arena after my son passed away in December of 1993. He put me in an arena with people who were drug users, alcoholics, prostitutes. He put me in that arena when my son passed away, because my son was in drug and alcohol recovery, Eric Walker, when he passed away. And he put me there in that arena, and he helped me to learn. I took some training. They were offering training from a minister over in Santa Cruz, out of Santa Cruz. And he was an Assembly of God pastor, and he was teaching a course at the college over there. And many of those that were in recovery were taking his course because they wanted to get their counseling credentials to be drug and alcohol counselors. And so I took the course. God allowed me to take that course, and I began to learn about addictions, alcoholism. I learned to be able to take that in information and then have the word to apply to it. And many people at that time that were Christians didn't want to connect with AA or NA. They said it wasn't of God. But if you go back in the history of that man, Bill Wilson, you'll find out that very much so, those organizations are of God. And many, many people are today because of the vision that God gave Bill Wilson. And so I could go on and on, but it'll take too long. And today is Mother's Day. And so for any mothers that will hear this sermon later, I wish you a very happy Mother's Day. But I want you to look at these two mothers that I have spoken about this morning and ask God to show you where your place is, because every mother has a place that God can use her, not only with her own children, but with some children that may not have a mother or may be the one to mentor that mother. You see, we model parenting, and it's not done as much now as it should be. You know, we have these parenting classes, and I would encourage any young mother to go through a parenting class. But you know what you really need to do? You need to get under the mentorship of some of us mothers that God is using. You know, attach yourself to some of the elder women. The elder women teach the young woman. A good Christian woman, get yourself under the mentorship of someone who can show you God in your parenting. We're not perfect. We have children that make mistakes too, but we know how to go to God. And when we go to God, He will help us to be able to help other children. And while He's helping our children, that's what happened to me. God sent me off to get my training for ministry. And while I was gone, some men that I had known in the early years of my child rearing, they were rearing. One of them I went to high school with, and the other one was my neighbor, and his wife had 12 children. And he used those two men to help my son, Eric, in his early years, or his early months, his early days of recovery. And so with that said, I'm going to close right now. And I wish all of you mothers to have a happy Mother's Day. Be blessed and be safe in Jesus' name. All right. Thank God this morning for each and every mother, each and every father, each and every person that is on this line with me now and that will hear this message. We thank God for you. And we pray that God will continue to cause you to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Reverend, I'm going to let you dismiss us this morning, and I want all of y'all to have a real blessed day in the Lord.
Amen. So thank you for that, Pastor, the tale of two women, one who helped bring sin in the world and one who helped bring the Savior in the world. Thank you for that. And you also talked about mothers who helped other children. I know all about that because I really was raised by my uncle, but many women in the neighborhood was like mothers to me. So I understand that perfectly. But I'm glad Alicia's here today. I just want to tell a real quick story to Alicia. I don't think I ever told. My son's mother in L.A. one day called me 40 times in a row. After the fifth time, I stopped answering, and she left 35 very nasty, low-down messages to me. So what I did that day, and it's something that I had did many days, I went to Juanita's office over there, Free at Last, and I talked to her like I did many days. And I told her, I'm like, look, 35 messages, 35 very nasty, low-down, dirty messages and lies about me and things that wouldn't happen. And you know what Juanita told me? She said, next time that woman call, I want you to shut up and listen. I say, Juanita, I ain't finna listen to this woman curse at me and go off on me and lie about me. She said, Richard, I want you to shut up and listen. So the next time Tina called me, I shut up and listened. That woman cursed, talked about me, and was really nasty to me for 12 whole minutes. But Juanita told me to do something else. She said, when she get through, say, I understand. And that's what I did. After 12 minutes of this woman going off and cursing at me, I said, okay, Tina, I understand. And I can hear Tina say, huh? And I'm going to tell you the reason why I'm telling you that story. Because right now today, 16 years later, I still use that right now today. It made me a better salesperson right now today. Not only for the women, but for the men that come up to me at work and they fussing and mad because of something happening on the job or something they couldn't get. And I sit there and listen to them and I tell them I understand. And the reason why I want to tell you that story, because sometimes things are being said and things are being done and you don't understand why. And it may take a little time. But your mother has gave me some advice that I still use right today. I don't know why I had to tell you that story, but there it is. Amen. So. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. And for the ones here and the ones that be there that will listen later. So, Father God, I just thank you this morning. I thank you for each and every mother, Father God. I thank you for the ones here, Father God. I thank you for the ones that need to hear this message as I'm going to spread this message, Father God, so everyone can hear it, Father God. And Father God, I always say that Mother's Day should be every day, Father God, that a child should call and say hello at least to their parent every day, Father God. So as we go on this week, Father God, we just pray, Father God, for our mothers. We ask the hedge of protection over each and every one of them, Father God. We thank you for them, Father God. We give you praise, honor, and glory for them, Father God. And I just want to thank you this morning, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And everyone say, amen.
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 Well, y'all have a blessed day, whatever your plans are today. Just
what happened? What happened? Everything went a little dead there. Is that me? Can everyone hear? What did I do? Did I mess up the thing here? Okay, everybody, I don't know if you can hear or not, but everybody have a beautiful, blessed Mother's Day.